Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2372, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your questions. On the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you like an audiobook. And with that, let's hear today's question and start optimizing your life. Longtime listener Steve writes, "Hello once again. I'm writing to you as a group fitness instructor going through a yoga certification. In our training, we discussed the various expected room temperatures for different types of yoga, ranging from 90 to 110 degrees Fahrenheit. My question is, what does the sports science research say about optimal temperatures for different types of workouts, whether it be yoga, weight training, or cardio interval? They also offer a yoga cardio hybrid class that is recommended to be at 85 degrees Fahrenheit. I want to make sure that I set my future students up to be successful in their workouts, and creating the physical environment is a big piece of that. As always, I really appreciate your thorough research, helping me and so many others become more in tune with our bodies. Thanks." Thank you for your question, Steve. At first, I thought answering this question would be super easy. I remember that at some point, I learned that cooler temperatures are better for working out, especially if you're doing cardio. Specifically, I remember hearing that cooler temperatures allowed you to run, bicycle, row, and climb faster and longer. But when I started searching for research articles that talked about ideal ambient temperatures for exercise, they were really difficult to find. What I did find were numerous sources all quoting the same exercise physiologist saying that an ambient temperature of 70 degrees Fahrenheit or about 21 degrees centigrade is ideal. But I couldn't find where this person was getting this information from. I was able to find a study that compared different temperatures on muscle fatigue. The researchers had athletes work out in a cold temperature, which they defined as 37 degrees Fahrenheit or 3 degrees centigrade. They also had them work out at a neutral temperature, defined as 68 degrees Fahrenheit, around 20 degrees centigrade, or in a third condition, in hot temperatures, around 104 degrees Fahrenheit or 40 degrees centigrade. They found that the athletes performed best at, can you guess? The coldest temperature condition, the 37 degrees Fahrenheit or 3 degrees centigrade condition. I was surprised too. I thought they would perform best at 68 degrees Fahrenheit or 40 degrees centigrade. Now you're probably thinking, why? How is that possible? Well, the researchers actually tracked how much stored sugar, also known as glycogen, their athletes used for energy in each of these situations. They found that when the athletes worked out in warmer temperatures, their bodies used more stored sugar as energy. But when exercising in colder temperatures, their bodies didn't use as much of this stored sugar or glycogen. The authors believe that somehow, colder temperatures may trigger the body to slow down the rate at which it burns through its energy stores, meaning the more slowly we burn fuel, the longer and more intensely we'll be able to work out. Now, does this mean that your gym should keep the temperature close to freezing? No. Here's something else we need to think about. Don't I always talk about how important it is to warm up your muscles? Why would warming up and keeping a cold gym be helpful. Those seem like exact opposites. Well, here's what's going on. When we're trying to perform endurance exercises, like cardio, working out in a colder environment may help you work out longer. This means you would still want to perform a full warm-up to lower your chances of getting injured and making sure you're getting your body ready for the workout. So then what's up with all the hot yoga classes and all the stuff you've heard about heat and flexibility? Well, that's exactly where heat can be helpful, for flexibility. Studies have found that heat can increase muscle and tendon flexibility. So when you're stretching, you may want to keep the room a bit warmer. Or you could always put your sweatshirt and sweatpants back on after your workout to keep those muscles warm. So here's the bottom line. When performing endurance type exercises like running, bicycling, rowing, climbing, and so on, try and keep the temperature on the cooler side. How cold does it have to be? We still don't know for sure, but the colder the better, so long, of course, as it's safe to do so. You wouldn't want to put yourself at risk for harm by working out in sub-freezing temperatures just because you think you'll achieve a new personal record. Personally, I love working out on that one day a year we get here in Southern California when the daytime temperature reaches 60 degrees Fahrenheit, or about 16 degrees centigrade. Again, that doesn't happen very often, maybe once a year. Now, when it comes to working on your flexibility, think warmth. Whether you achieve this by wearing more layers or heating up the ambient temperature, warmth may help keep your muscles and tendons more flexible, allowing you to achieve that deeper stretch. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you so much for the question, Steve. Now, if you want to submit a question to be answered right here on the show, plus get a copy of our workbook for free, you can email a question to health@oldpodcast.com. You can also call in your question. The number is country code 161, I love OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. Or you can submit your audio question by going to oldpodcast.com/ask. It's really easy, and you can even do retakes before sending it in. Again, that's at oldpodcast.com/ask. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day and all the way through, and I'll see you back here over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.